Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Just hours after world leaders announced a deal to push for an end to hostilities in Syria within a week, the agreement is being put to a test. In an interview published Friday, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad told the French news agency AFP his forces plan to retake the whole country. This is fueling doubts about the party's commitment to end the nearly five-year-old conflict. In announcing the deal to push for pauses in hostilities, U.S. officials have been cautious in their expectations. In addition to the ceasefire in Syria, the International Support Group for Syria announced a pledge to help speed aid. Jan Eglin is chairman of the Task Force on Humanitarian Access in Syria.
I sense now that all of the ISSG members want to help to get aid to the besieged areas and also to the hard-to-reach areas. A number of besieged areas were listed in the statement by the ISSG group.
Aid chiefs from the agency say the humanitarian deal covered only part of what is needed, with UN figures showing almost 487,000 people under siege among 4.6 million who are hard to reach with aid, as well as 5 million refugees and millions more homeless within the country. Government of Rwanda says it is going to relocate refugees from Burundi to other countries after accusations from U.S. diplomats that Rwanda is training rebels opposed to Burundi's government. Political violence in Burundi has now killed more than 400 people and sent hundreds of thousands fleeing the country for their lives, many of them to Rwanda. This is VOA News.